Local country musician Kyle McKierney was doubly nominated for the 2022 Canadian Country Music Awards, a celebration and recognition of homegrown country music. The Canadian Country Music Association, CCMA, presented the annual awards show on September 11 at the Big Four building at Stampede Park in Calgary. A grassroots artist and Airdrie resident of 3 years, McKierney was nominated for both the CCMA's Alternative Country Album of the Year and for Creative Directors of the Year for his recent album, Down Home. Although McKierney didn't secure the top spot in either category, following behind Corb Lund, who took home the award for Alternative Country Album of the Year, and Austin Chafe for Creative Directors of the Year, he said the experience was truly one of a kind, adding it was a great honor to have even been nominated. It takes quite a few people putting your name forward in the beginning, McKierney said of the nomination process. And then you have to make it through 3 rounds of ballots with all the CCMA members voting. It's just very touching that people count me in their thoughts, and I was grateful to be there. According to the native of Fort St. John, BC, the atmosphere was filled with beautiful tables, entertaining hosts and MCs, fellow Canadian artists Mackenzie Porter and Dallas Smith, along with performances and live music from several Canadian musicians and close friends. It was so fun. It was different this year as I had a lot more going on this year, so it was neat to see people's response and just have people come up and want to meet me, McKierney said. I got to meet a lot of new friends and industry pals. It was just a great time. He added participating in the country music industry's annual award gala was the biggest thing to happen to him in his music career thus far. It's pretty neat to be able to stroll around in that world. It was kind of surreal, he said of participating in the CCMA Awards. The nomination continued what has been a positive 2022 for McKierney, who also was a top three finalist in Wild 95.3 FM's Project Wild contest in the spring. Being a runner-up in the yearly competition earned McKierney $75,000 to help bolster his music career. McKierney added, although he didn't snag a CCMA award, he has been motivated by the event to continue to produce music, embark on a fall tour, and release a few additional singles this year, as well as prep for a new record to be released at the beginning of 2023. We're working on some stuff and a tour in the spring once the record drops, and I keep putting videos out there for the songs, he said. The bottom line is, to just keep creating music that I like, that I love, and that I'm passionate about. The artist added he would like to thank all of the staff at the CCMA for their efforts in hosting the awards gala. It's a massive job and they put on an amazing event and take a real passion giving artists a platform somewhere to be seen and feel special, he added. It's a big job and we all really appreciate what they do for us. Local country fans will soon have an upcoming opportunity to watch McKierney play live, as he is slated to perform alongside Canadian artists Scarlett Butler, The Blake Reed Band, Lisa Brokop, and Julian Austin at the City of Airdrie's Homecoming Festival, a free, family-friendly event in support of mental wellness that will be held on October 1 at Ed Egerer Athletic Park.